and I'm David Green, traveling with Senator Obama.
How's it going, Chillicothe?
Chillicothe, Ohio, is an hour south of Columbus and getting close to the heart of Appalachia. It's an area that President Bush won easily in the last election. But yesterday, Obama stood in an outdoor plaza telling a crowd that his Republican opponent, John McCain, isn't focusing much on their economic concerns these days. McCain, he said, seems to be focusing on Obama.
So in the last couple of days, we've seen a barrage of nasty insinuations and attacks, and I'm sure we're going to see more of that in the next 25 days. We know what's coming. We know what they're going to do.
Obama suggested that McCain might be getting jittery about his poll numbers.
I know my opponent is worried about his campaign, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'm thinking about the Americans who are losing jobs and homes and their life savings.
But Obama didn't have to carry his message alone in this part of Ohio. He had the help of a new friend his audience already knew well.
Now, my friends, you know me. I'm one of you.
That's Ohio Governor Ted Strickland, a native of Southeast Ohio, who said he was there to put fears to rest.
If you are a sportsman, if you are a gun owner, if you are someone that honors and respects the Second Amendment, you have nothing to fear from Barack Obama.
He said he knows many people in the audience honor family and faith, and he told them,
Barack Obama is a strong Christian family man.
7 months ago, Strickland was a big help to Hillary Clinton's win in the Ohio primary. Now, he says he's confident he can turn his swing state blue. Ohio is not just another battleground. No Republican has ever won the White House without it. David Green, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign.